It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, January 25th, 2009.
Oh, the FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say, I'm still a DJ, and I've got my life to live. I transmit our song, they say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, you scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio. KY.
Well, I am Ragnar Dansgild, and this is the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum, but, you know, we'll take anything that we can get in the pirate radio bands. Hey, no pirate in the news stories this week, and actually not that much news from around the blogosphere this week either. But we are going to go through some relevant forum posts on the internet, including the Free Radio Network, and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a bunch of off-air recordings this week, a couple other odds and ends, and some closing thoughts for me, so stay tuned. This will probably be a short Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fooking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansgild.
Well, how's everybody doing this week? Been kind of a slow week on the radio bands. Last weekend was really active, and this weekend's not too bad either, but all through during the midweek, man, nothing on air, at least nothing I caught. So, actually, in looking at the news feeds and that, there's damn little to talk about this week. But I'm getting something on the feed for you this week. Actually, most of the week I was playing with my new receiver. I talked about that a little bit. The PCR 1000, that's the little ICOM black box computer-controlled radio. I now have it remotely controlled over the web using the little software PCR Remote. So you have some functionality controlling it over the web. Haven't opened it up to the public at large yet, but I'm just kind of testing with it right now. But the PCR Remote software, that requires users to download the program to try to access the radio. But I'd like to get the user interface in a website if possible, and that's what I'm going to be working on this afternoon and probably over the next week or so, trying to get the PCR 1000 radio controls on a website. And hey, if you know how to do that, email me, because it's a bit of a head scratcher. I know, yeah, you can use World Tuners, I think it's called. But that opens it up to everybody, and I'm going to try to restrict this just to pirate listening and just to a select few of you out there of the Pirates Week listeners to use this radio as a resource for some pirate listening. And hey, and if I wouldn't mind one or two people trying to access it for testing purposes. If you want to download the PCR remote software and try accessing it off your computer just as a test back and forth, take email me, piratesweek@gmail.com, and we'll do some testing over this next week. And of course, this all may be academic if the secret project of the bowling league comes to fruition. I talked about it just a little bit of it last week. Cosmic was talking about it a bit on the Lumpy Gravy on WBCQ last Saturday night. It involves a group of dedicated web-controlled receivers specifically for pirate radio listening. And the best part? It's Bozo-powered. And hopefully we'll be hearing a little bit more of that as the months go along. We can get ourselves a group of web-controlled radios just for us, just for some pirate listening. That is, well, that's kind of what we're trying for. That's what we're striving for. A little cluster. A cluster of... No, I won't say it. It's a cluster of web-controlled radios for pirate listening. Hey, and if you haven't noticed yet, I'm just rambling because we don't have a lot to talk about this week, man. There's news is scarce, but let's talk a little bit about, I won't even play the intro. Let's get right into the one thing I found on the blogosphere, and actually, I think I may have actually mentioned this last month, but I found it again this week on the Media Geeks Twitter feed. It's the story of Bootleg Radio 1610. It's a story on Radio World by Robert Cagaris and his little AM station he built as a kid in Indiana in 1948. It's a really well-written and includes, it includes the inevitable visit from the FCC. Yeah, that when you're 12, 13 years old, the FCC shows up on your doorstep in 1948. It's a really good read. I'm going to have links to it, of course, in the show notes, piratesweek.info. And, that's about it for what's on the news front this last week. Let's get into the forum postings on the internet, shall we?
Forum postings.
It's time now to take a look around the internet to check out some forum postings relevant to pirate radio, starting off like we always do with the free radio network, frn.net/vines. QRP notes that the February issue of Popular Communications includes the second article from Andy Yoder, this time on studio devices. The first part a few months ago was on transmitters, and the third part will be about antennas used by the pirates. But this month is studio devices. Take a look at it. That's on PopCom this month. Doctor Who found a 1 kilowatt Collins transmitter on eBay. It's already sold. It sold for $1,425. I can get it out. Tony also went on to post that he wanted to get it out that Ultraman is not part of Godzilla Radio. There was some speculation on that in the loggings section, but he did want to credit to whoever that is. We're going to hear a little bit about Godzilla Radio in the off-air recording section. But Tony did want to get it out that Ultraman is not Godzilla Radio. Hey, over in the workshop forum, Bender has been looking at the TAK Tenna, the TAK Tenna 40, for the last couple weeks. He noticed the compact 40-meter antenna with only a 30-inch boom. On eham.net, it's got a 4.8 out of 5 stars with 78 reviews. It's not the same as the half-wave dipole, of course, but it's very small and it seems to perform fairly well per the reviews. It runs about $128, $18 shipping, and he was wondering if it has enough wire to be turned down to a center frequency of 6925, or does it need to add a little wire on it to get down to a 6925, the magic frequency for the pirates these days. He's asking if anyone has any thoughts of it, or if you've ever used one. It's a very small and compact 40-meter antenna. Take a look at it. It's the TAKTENNA 40, TAK-TENNA 40, the TAKTENNA 40. And from the Free Radio Weekly, number 676, dated January 24th, 2009, covering free radio activity from the 17th to the 23rd. Stations being heard this last week include Area 51. That's a WBCQ. Maybe it was a relay of WBCQ, Area 51. Not sure on that. Fallatio Radio, Liquid Radio, MAC, Moonshine Radio, Mystery Science Radio, The Backdoor Show, Radio Gong Calling, Psycho Radio, Truck Driving Man, WBNY, WMLK, Wolverine Radio, and United Militia Patriot Bingo. couple notes on this week's Free Radio Weekly. Ed Kuselik says that he's returned as an editor to the Free Radio Weekly after retiring a couple months ago. He took a couple months off after he retired. He's now living in the small town of Daysland, Alberta, Canada, and he reports that he has installed his trusty three-quarter trap sloper and a long wire down the back lane towards the golf course. He says that there's very little noise up in his new digs up there in Canada. No major power lines in the area to speak of. Very cool, Ed. Hey, you give us all hope. I like to see those retirees announce their retirement. Like I said, gives us all hope that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Scott McArdle also noticed the flurry of activity last weekend. He's been using a horizontal 75-meter full-wave loop antenna lately, as signal has been easier to copy than with the old 6925 dipole due to the quieting effects of the loop versus the dipole. The loop is definitely, you can null stuff out. Maybe if the band will improve, he can go back to the resonant dipole again. Very cool on the full wave loop antenna. I'd like to, I think I might put one of those up this summer myself up at the cabin. QSLs being received this last week include the stations of Gospel for Antarctica. Gospel for Antarctica sent out QSLs to Smoking One and Old DXer.
Turan from of MAC, and you are listening to the Pirates Week.
Okay, the Ultraman there from MAC is leading us right into the off-air section here on the podcast. We've got a bunch of good recordings for you this week. Let's just turn on the radio real quick here. This is the new ICOM 1000. No, nothing on 6925. Okay, let's get into some off-air recording, starting with Sealord down in Florida using his Tentec RX340. He caught WDDR on the 18th of January, 6950 upper sideband, 2230 UTC. This is the sign-off of WDDR.
Final set, you heard System of a Down, Radio Video. Joe Walsh, the radio song, followed by Queen, Radio Gaga. The classic Mexican Radio by Wall of Voodoo. And then the song whose video started it all, The Buggles. Video killed the radio star, which also was the very first video MTV ever played. You've been listening to WDDR Worldwide, plus show number 5, The Radio Show. You can contact us for comments or QSL requests at Eric Blair, all one word, Eric Blair at WDDR1027.com. This has been a Screaming Lab Monkey Studios production. Thank you for listening, and we hope you've enjoyed the show.
That was Radio Duck Bug. Radio Duck Bug. Wah, wah, wah.
Next up on the 18th of January, Radio Phantom 6925, around 2115, SINPO 44334. I missed the ID when I was recording this on my Drake SW8, but you can hear a real sudden and huge fade out right at 2130. The signal never came back. It's just amazing. The sun goes over the horizon and the signal just dives quickly. Take a listen to Radio Phantom. Yeah, that signal just goes from a real strong 4-4 to just way down in the noise. It's amazing what the atmosphere can do to your propagation. Next up, Lex down in Texas on his Palstar R30C with some magnet wire just strung around his ceiling. He caught Godzilla Radio on the 10th of January, 2250 UTC, 6925 upper sideband. Take a listen to Godzilla Radio. Yeah, as we mentioned on the FRN postings, this is not Ultraman moonlighting on Godzilla Radio. Seems we have a new young rising star in the shortwave pirate community. I hope we hear more of them. That was Godzilla Radio that Lex down in Texas caught. Next up, down in Florida, using his Tentec RX340, Sealord caught the show du jour of the week, WBNY, the Monkey Club program, 6925 AM for this run. January 23rd, 2009, around 2150. It was all over the airwaves this last week, the WBNY Good Monkey Club.
Frog. Sounds like fuck you.
Yeah, this is Kermit the Frog, and I'm a good frog.
That's right, frog.
Yeah, right. When the rodent revolution comes and kills all you monkeys?
Yeah,
I'm not going down with you.
Yeah, well, you're in the same ice cream truck. He gets me, he gets you.
I'm out. Yeah, you can let me off on that stop.
Yes, down here at the Psycho Ward. We make sure all the monkeys, all the mentally unstable monkeys get all of the psychiatric care that they need. Oh, yes, we do. Yes. And we turn them all into good little monkeys. Yes, we do.
Mr. Psycho, it's time for Al Phantom's electrical shock therapy. Did you forget about that?
No, I did not. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut this short. Al Phantom needs his electrical shock therapy like he gets every day. Well, anyways, just want to let everybody know that we are good monkeys. Psycho Radio. Mr. Psycho.
Let's get one last recording in here this week. Wolverine Radio 6925 Upper Sideband. I caught this the 24th. That would have been Saturday night. Around 0040 SINPO all threes. An unusually large signal for Wolverine Radio this week. Some utility station QRM and a feigned second stations came in there for a few minutes. But this is how the sign-off was at 0050 or thereabouts. This is Wolverine Radio.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, I did have one other radio news thing I wanted to share with you. From This Week in Amateur Radio comes a news story of a new source for Heathkit manuals and parts. This, again, from This Week in Amateur Radio.
A new source for high-quality reprints of Heathkit manuals along with some upgrades and service parts has appeared on the internet. Data Professionals of Pleasanton, California has purchased the copyrights and existing inventory of all legacy Heathkit product documentation from Heath Company of Benton Harbor, Michigan. If you remember when Heathkits reigned supreme among electronic builders, then you will be happy to know that there is a new source of manuals and even some parts to keep them alive and well today. And we are not just talking ham radio gear either. Data Professionals is a new company headed up by Don Peterson. He tells Newsline that last year Heathkit contacted him and indicated that it wanted to stop supporting the manual requests that they were still receiving. Its preference was for him to take it over since he had already shown an interest in supporting Heathkit products. After agreeing on a price, Peterson says that he paid the cost to have 2.5 tons of documents shipped from Michigan to his office in California. He says that the new company will make high-quality copies of the original legacy manuals available to the marketplace via its website and through eBay and PayPal. As the internet rumors that he forced websites that have supplied manuals to stop doing that, Peterson says that, in part, that is the case. He says that during the time he was negotiating the purchase, Heathkit had again taken an interest in trying to suppress various unauthorized manual suppliers. Once he made the purchase, he realized that if he was now the copyright holder, that it fell on him to protect the copyrights of the manuals. So he contacted the various manual suppliers and requested that they stop. Peterson says that he also realized that Boat Anchor Manual Archive, known better as BAMA, was one of the most used resources of free manuals on the web. He says that it was his intent to continue to support BAMA, but with some compromises. His offer was for BAMA to be eligible to offer electronic copies of the schematics while just removing the other pages of the manuals from their website. He even offered to provide good quality PDF files for the schematics, but he believes that was simply too much of a bother for the BAMA webmaster, who has removed the Heath manuals completely. So what will Peterson be doing with the manuals? Obviously selling copies, but at prices below that of others on the web. As Don Peterson says, what he will charge will cover the cost of duplication, plus a little margin to keep the doors open. He also says that he and W7FG have agreed to a royalty deal so he can continue to sell the Heathkit manuals as well. He does, however, say that he will continue to try and shut down any site that is providing free copies of entire manuals or is selling electronic copies on eBay on CD-ROMs. As to any profits from the sale of manuals, Peterson says that will be used to continue development of new upgrades and aftermarket modules so as to continue to support the entire Heathkit product line. His company has already designed some replacement temperature sensor modules for the weather stations and replacement boards for the old Mostek CPU for the ID4001 weather station. He is currently in development of the replacement CPU board in the GC1000, most accurate clock, that is still very popular and in service a lot of places these days. He says that this module will be a plug-in replacement board that will plug into the socket of the Mostek CPU. Peterson says that without the cash flow from the manuals, this would not be possible. Complete information on obtaining manuals for Heath Gear, along with the updated modules and other parts, is online at Don Peterson's website. It's in cyberspace at www.d8apro.com.
Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Pirates Week. Not a lot of stuff this week. Hopefully, things will improve over the next couple weeks. Hey, like I said in the beginning of the show, if you want to be part of a beta tester for the new Gulch, give me an email, piratesweek@gmail.com. I'd like to get one or two people trying to access a radio and for the Gulch and see if we can get that sucker working over the web. And, well, like I said, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Pirates Week. So what did we learn this last week? Well, we learned that Ultraman doesn't play with Godzilla. Ed can still get his antennas erected in the middle of winter. Very cool. And we're all definitely good monkeys. That's it, folks. As always, thanks for listening.
the Boat Anchor's Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.